This is Morning Edition from NHPR. A commission tasked with reforming New Hampshire's law on open records requests released a report last week recommending a new process for citizen complaints. The commission is advocating for an extrajudicial system so citizens can appeal when public officials refuse to grant records requests. State Senator Bob Guida, the commission chair, joins me by phone this morning to talk about that report. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Senator, what's the present system that citizens have to go through to appeal a denied records request?
Well, once the records request is denied, at present, the only recourse is to go to Superior Court, filing fees and generally attorney's fees. And so the cost mounts into the thousands usually, which is a significant barrier to ensuring open government and access to government records. So that issue has been percolating. New Hampshire ranked currently 49th of the 50 states in terms of transparency and access. Certainly a situation we can't tolerate, and we're going to work to fix that with the commission's report and the legislation I filed yesterday.
So you see it as a huge barrier, a huge deterrent, actually, for people to actually go and appeal this?
Well, if I were to go to my select board and they would say no, which is very unlikely, it's a great board, I would then have to go to court, which, again, most people don't have $400 for filing fees and then the thousands of dollars of attorney's fees for pleadings and motions and filings. Even though the court does grant expedited status, there's still the cost of lawyers and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Why does the commission feel that an extrajudicial system would benefit citizens?
It would cost citizens nothing. They would appeal to a commission. Our legislation is basically establishing a commission. That commission would select highly qualified candidates to be ombudsman, and a complaint would go directly to the commission, be handed to an ombudsman, and immediately worked on without filings and pleadings and fees and so forth. The ombudsman will be selected very carefully by the members of the commission. Members of the commission will be selected carefully. We put some pretty strict guidelines on to ensure that it's not dominated by any particular interest other than citizens. The majority votes on the on this panel will be ordinary citizens. Can't be lobbyists, can't be government agents, you know, work for government, that type of thing.
And the report was recommending that requiring public officials themselves to have more training on the right to know laws. You said that this can really vary around the state depending on the municipality. What effect does the commission think that will have on disputes between citizens and public agencies in general?
I think it'll be significant. We have no formal requirement for any education on right to know. And as government gets more complex and more bodies are formed, zoning boards, planning boards, zoning boards of adjustment, regional planning commissions, all these things continue to proliferate to deal with issues that face us locally and statewide. The need for education, I think, will bring a drastic reduction in the number and type of complaints we get.
What were the most common complaints that you were hearing from citizens as the commission was gathering data on its recommendations?
Typically from boards or agencies which, frankly, didn't want to disclose financial records. And frankly, the testimony that we had was compelling. These are school boards and SAUs, specifically SAUs, and I don't single them out. This was the instances that were brought to testimony, where mischief was being done and the records, which should have been provided, for example, to a specific school board member, were denied. And then once they went to court and got the records, it was disclosed that there was significant malfeasance in the spending of money by the school administrative unit. And so these types of things are there. As well, we worry about situations where in an exigent circumstance, a town meeting's coming up and a meeting is held without notice or those types of things that can impact actual warrant articles or perhaps legislation. And of course, town meeting happens once a year, and if you need it stopped, then it's very important to be able to expedite this.
Now, right-to-know law advocates have been pushing for reform for years without any success. How do you expect that this report will be received by the legislature as a whole?
I think it'll be received well because it's non-combative, it's non-confrontational. It takes a situation which is clearly an inhibitor to ordinary citizens from moving forward to ensure transparency in government. That is key to maintaining our system of government in the hands of the citizens.
All right. State Senator Bob Guida, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for the opportunity.